going opposite directions. When they met where they had started, they knew. Their black hearts were heavy with fear, but also entertained a spark of wicked hope. They summoned their lieutenants. In half an hour, the troops were headed for Orr. The hell with the Limper. There was bigger game afoot. Chapter 33. It was late afternoon. Smets looked up from his work on the wall. He grinned. 2 more hours and his sentence to the labor battalion, 3 days for petty vandalism and malicious mischief, would end, and the damned spike would be tucked away safe in a place no one could find. Only he would know that it lay in a pocket in the mortar, under a certain Merlin stone, 27 east of the new East Side Tower, overlooking the North Gate. Smets was smugly proud of himself for having thought of such a nifty hiding place. Who would think of that? Nobody. And if by some remote chance somebody did, who would go tearing down the whole damned wall to find it? They would pay for the information. He grinned again. His imperial overseer scowled, but did not crack his whip. That whip had taught Smets quickly to keep up his share of the work, even while he was daydreaming. His grin died, not because the overseer disapproved, but because the cloud of dust to the north, that had been approaching for several hours, had come within a mile of the wall and had disgorged 2 hurried black riders. They had to be Gossamer and Spider Silk. They knew about the spike. Man, they had come back fast. He did not like what that implied. At least, maybe now, Tully would get a convincing glimpse of what these people were really like when they had their gloves off. Time came without a bite from the whip. Despite his having wandered off into reveries about a young woman he had met, the day before he had let himself get caught painting an obscene slogan on a pre-imperial monument. It had cost him to get a professional letter writer to teach him to inscribe the slogan. He could not read or write his own name. That girl was going to be waiting for him tonight. A scant 14 years of ripening heat. He came down out of the scaffolding thinking of a bath and fresh clothing, and there was Old Man Fish, waiting for him to get his release. A simple formality involving snipping a wire from around his neck. "What's up?" Smets asked. "I figured somebody ought to come make sure they let you go when they were supposed to. Tully couldn't be bothered. Timmy's still laid up." Timmy had let the wizard take the hand the morning Smets had started his sentence. "He all right? Did it work?" "Looks like. No problem with that kind of pain. Let's go." They walked away, not talking much. Smets looked around through narrowed eyes. They were tearing down 3 times as fast as they were rebuilding. There were clear areas that covered 12 acres. The gray boys had been more evident since the bunch from the north had come in, but now they were everywhere.